Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
We want to hear from you because we're really curious about your answer and your personal story to this question. What was your insecurity as a child that is now your adult superpower? You can inspire others here. 404-263-0941. Your story's coming up here in just a second.
Jen, when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, my mom got really sick. She had a stroke, really severe stroke. And that right there is middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. So my insecurity was having a mom not like everybody else, which made me just do everything on my own, handle everything on my own.
And you were an only child.
Right. And I was an only child. So as a kid, I was insecure about, I think, having to do everything on my own. Like, I just took care of business, and then we never talked about who did it because everybody else's moms were doing it.
Right.
Mine couldn't. So I was insecure about that. But now as an adult, I'm fiercely independent almost to a fault. And I have to have people close to me say, you are allowed to ask for help.
But most of the time, that's a strength.
I believe it's always a strength to be able to survive on your own.
404-263-0941. What's your childhood insecurity that's now your grown-up superpower?
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi. Good morning. Mine would be I've been living on my own since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
So my fear was, paying bills, being independent because I lost my mother at 15.
Oh, wow.
And so my strength now has always been, I went through a lot of rough patches. So just being independent and being a mother now, is my strength. I work 40 plus hours a week and I have 3 children.
And you take it on like, no problem, I got this. Just that confidence that comes from doing it on your own. Good for you, Tiffany.
Yeah, because my fiance works night shift. So, my second shift starts at 5:00 in the afternoon.
I feel that. Mark in Dallas, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, when I was younger, I've always been tall. And when I was younger, it was kind of freakishly tall. And I think my superpower now is that there is no item on any top shelf that is safe.
That's funny.
And I would think for a guy being tall, you don't think of that as being an insecurity when you're a young guy being too tall, because tall is what most men want to be.
But not if you're...
I was actually tall and thin.
Tall and thin. Okay.
But
my brother, too.
You don't want to be the tallest guy in your grade. You don't want to be the first guy who has to shave in your grade. You don't want to be the shortest guy in your grade. Jen, middle school and high school, especially for dudes,
what?
Is all about blending in.
You don't think it's hard for girls?
No, I do. But I'm just saying I'm telling you that being tall is not like, oh, wow, you're big and tall and strong. You're just different.
Right.
So Bubina in Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Bhuvana from Atlanta, and when I was young, so I always used to be talkative, and I always used to voice my thoughts, and so that, people used to call me, talking too much for my age and being bossy and authoritative, but today, it helps me be the assertive person that I am, and it helps me in my communication with, both at home and at work, and I've managed a team of, right from 5 to 50, and it feels so great when you can use your communication skills in the right way.
Awesome. Good for you. And that's so funny. That would be an insecure. I am just surprised at all these insecurities as a child, because I would think that would be a good thing to be talkative as a kid, but she's turned it into her grown-up superpower. So let's keep this going. Lots of your calls are coming in, 404-263-0941. Truly, your personal story could inspire somebody young who's listening right now. So go ahead and share it. Pick up the phone, 404-263-0941. We'll talk to you next on the Jeff and Jen Show. And one of our family members is on hold. She turned her insecurity into her career. We're going to hear her story coming up next and yours. 404-263-0941. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
Clarissa is on the line. Hey, Clarissa, you're calling from Suwannee?
I am.
And what was your childhood insecurity that's now your grown-up superpower?
So when I was about 7, 8 years old, I was diagnosed with a learning disability in reading comprehension, and now they call it ADD. But I would constantly get distracted when I read, and so when I went to college, I enjoyed reading, and I ended up majoring in English Lit. So now I edit, and I'm a writer, and it's completely worked out, and I'm really good at it. It took me a while to get to that point.
Awesome. So awesome that you didn't let that hold you back. So
sure
cool.
Did not.
So cool. Very awesome.
Kaylee in Brookhaven, welcome to the show.
Hi. So when I was little, I had very bright red curly hair, and adults would always comment on it, and sometimes they would call me Carrot Top, like that comedian, and I really didn't like that. I felt very insecure, like I looked like a boy. But now that I've gotten older, I get a lot of compliments on it, and I really like it because I think it makes me unique.
I love red hair. Oh my god. I think red hair is so beautiful. I really do. You gotta own that. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, I felt very different, but now I guess I like being different.
So Kaylee says, redheads unite. Be proud of that red hair.
Gingers rise up.
That's right. And Kathy, you turned your insecurity into a career.
I did, actually. So I was painfully shy as a child to the point where I had to have my friends tell my teachers when I needed to use the restroom.
Whoa.
I was too shy to raise my hand and ask for those things. And now I am a speech therapist. And I encourage all of my students and my children that they have a voice, and what they have to say is important. Even if they're unable to communicate it effectively, I encourage them just to get it out there, because it's important that they use their voice.
You're going to make me cry. Oh, my gosh. That is the sweetest thing. That is an incredible superpower.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story, Kathy. That's awesome.
You okay, Jen?
Have a great day, guys.
She's so right. I mean, even the most quiet, shy kids need to know that their voices matter and that it's important, you know? And everything that's going on in the world right now, we've talked so much about, like, Me Too and everything else. Like, they need to know their voices are powerful. Ralphie in Kennesaw, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Hey, Ralphie, what's your childhood insecurity that's now your grown-up superpower?
Hi, oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to y'all. My mom was an alcoholic for most of my life, and unfortunately, she passed away 2 years ago, and I had to take care of her. But in order to do that, I had to develop, you know, being mature and taking on life head on. Now I'm a teacher, and not only that, but I have my own house, and I'm only 22.
Wow!
Seriously?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, thanks to my help with my boyfriend, obviously, but we live in Kennesaw, Georgia, and I can't be more blessed to be here.
All right, Ralphie, talk right to a kid who's in a home right now that's rough.
Guys, it's really hard, and I feel you, and I know you're sitting there right now thinking there's no way out, and it's okay. It's going to get better. Believe me, I am living proof it's going to get better. Just hang in there, have faith, and do what you got to do, because it's going to be okay. But just know that we've got you, God's got you, and everyone's got you.
Thank you so much. That's incredible.
And congratulations, Ralphie.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You guys are amazing. I just want to let you know, I moved here just a little bit ago, and ever since then, I've listened to y'all, and you're amazing.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
I'm feeling so inspired.
That's a strong woman right there.
Amazing.
It's always fun when you meet somebody who's done more at age 22 than I have done at double that. Whatever, Ralphie. Don't
amazing.
Call us again. You and your success.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.